Advanced Studio Classroom is on the air. Life lessons from running. Hi, friends. Welcome to Advanced Studio Classroom. My name is Rebecca. Today is June 16th and is day two of our running article, How Running Changes Lives. I'm happy to have Peter back in the studio with me.
Hi, Rebecca. Hi, everyone. Nice to be back.
Peter, it's great to have you back. Yesterday, we talked about Mr. Gao and Mr. Zhu's, their journey into running, why they started running, and what are some of the benefits they got from running. And before I go further, I'd like to ask you, Peter, like in your life so far, what life lessons have you learned from sports? It doesn't have to be running, just sports in general. Like, have you learned any life lessons or lessons that, you know, or maybe you've, maybe character development because of sports and exercise?
Sure, yeah. I think particularly from long distance running, like I said yesterday, I ran cross country in high school and track and field as well. Cross country is just long runs, track and field is short runs. And certainly cross country, which I always enjoyed more, was helped me better understand and grow in the discipline of thinking in the long term, thinking of the big picture, and how, you know, because you're running even just the relatively short 5 kilometer races that I ran in high school, you had to pace yourself and you had to think, okay, I'm not where I wanted to be, but the race isn't over yet. There's still, you know, the races, there's still maybe 10 minutes left to go. There's time to change. How am I doing health-wise? Do I have enough energy left? How's my pace? All this stuff that you don't really think about as much in more, in sports like basketball or other sort of sports where you're switching position often or jumping or throwing or instead of, you know, when you're running, it's just one foot in front of the other over and over. You know, it's like going for a very long walk almost. And so it helps you focus. It helps me focus. It helps me keep my mind on something and, you know, think long term.
So thinking long term.
Yeah.
Thinking long term is something that exercise taught you.
Definitely.
Right. And I was thinking about this question. I think playing team sports, I played team sports in junior high school. I went to a small school. So basically, you could join all the sports teams because the school is small. There is an opportunity to play a lot of sports. So one of the sports I played was volleyball. And I remember one time we had a very tough loss. We were in a tournament and we lost a game we should have won. I thought we should have won, but we lost a game. We came very close. And I remember after that game, I was just so sad because our whole team had put our whole heart into this game. Hmm. And then after we went home, I think it was the Monday after the tournament, I got this little card from our coach. And the coach is very kind because the coach wrote in the card, sometimes what's not the most important is whether you win or you lose, but it's the process and how much effort you put into it. So the coach told me that I did wonderful and our team did wonderful and my attitude was A+. And that meant a lot to me. So I think for me, part of the lessons, one of the lessons I learned from sports, team sports, is how to lose gracefully. Because in life we will have wins and we will have losses. No one always wins. So it's okay to lose, but when you lose with grace and then you pick yourself up and keep going.
Yeah.
So I think sports and exercise can teach us a lot about life. It can also help develop our character to make us a better person.
Absolutely.
Yes. So I think that's one of the life lessons I learned from playing sports as a young kid. But let's go back to Mr. Gao and Mr. Shu. So let's get into our first reading for today.
Question: how have you been able to persist and not quit running? Gao: I have an engineer type personality, and I am driven to continuously self-improve. I constantly set new goals and aim for new personal bests, PBs. I've set national records in the Masters M55 and M60 categories, and I am working on a new record in the M65 category. Zhu, in my first 5 years of running, I was part of a running group in Shanghai. Peer pressure was critical. They strongly encouraged me to sign up for the Shanghai Marathon and told me if I ran faster, we would have time to drink and eat barbecue afterwards. These days, I run for health. Running is part of my daily routine, just like brushing my teeth.
One question I wanted to ask both men was, how did they continue running? Because a lot of times we start new hobbies and after a while, you know, we just give up because it just takes up too much time or we get bored. So I asked both, why did you persist? Why did you, when you persist in something, it just means you continue doing something. You don't stop. So why did you persist? Well, so what was Gao's response?
Right. It's interesting. Gao's response, which is different from Chu's, is that he has an engineer type personality.
What do you think is an engineer type personality?
Well, he kind of explains it in his next statement here. He says, I am driven to continuously self-improve, constantly setting new goals for himself and aiming for new personal bests. And I remember that term from running cross country in high school. The personal best is the fastest time or the most points that you've ever achieved or scored in your given sport. That's your personal best. And so for him, I guess an engineer type personality means someone who is constantly trying to improve, self-improve in some way. Engineer, there's two basic meanings of the word engineer. And I'm not completely sure how I would describe someone with an engineer type personality. But I think his own elaboration of that term here is helpful.
Yes. And I think not just self-improving. I think with engineers, they often, especially when I think of computer engineers, they often want to find what is the problem. Mm. And then another word I would associate with many engineers is optimize. Mm. To optimize just means to make better. Mm-hmm. We talk a lot about, in marketing, we often say optimization. Optimize that ad. How do I make sure that as many people as possible see that ad? So when you optimize something, it just means you keep tweaking it, you keep improving it to make it the very best. And I think that's kind of the meaning behind this engineer type personality. Like if there's a problem, you want to find what caused that problem. And then you want to fix that problem and you want to make sure that never happens again. So it's this continuous process of self-improvement or improving whatever you are working on. And that's kind of the way that Mr. Gao, he is. Like he just wants to keep improving. And I also want to touch on the word masters. In sports, usually when we talk about masters, we're talking about people competing over the age of 35. Well, in different sports, they might have different ages where you're moved to the masters category. In track and field, it's 35. And road racing, the longer distances, it's age 40. So basically, once you're over 35 or 40, then they group you in basically 5-year bracket. So you're competing with people about your age because that's a more fair comparison. Because it would not be fair if I want a 60-year-old to compete with a 20-year-old, right. In any sport. It would not be fair just because the 20-year-olds, they're more close to peak capacity.
Yeah.
So they group them in 5-year brackets, age brackets. So that's called the masters. And then when we talk about the masters, we talk about sports competitions and people are divided by age. Often we use M. So here we say M55. So the M55 category just means people competing between the ages of 55 to 59, because 5-year bracket. M60, just between 60 and 65. So Mr. Gao has done really well in his age brackets, right?
Yeah, national records.
National records, M55, M60, and now he wants to set, now he's 65, almost 65, so he wants to set a new record for the M65 category. So that's the Masters category. Well, let's talk about Mr. Zhu. How about Mr. Zhu? How did he continue running?
Right, well, it's interesting. Mr. Gao had sort of this internal inside of him quality of always wanting to improve himself. Mr. Chu, it seems, is influenced more by things outside of himself. He names peer pressure here. In his first 5 years of running, he was part of a running group in Shanghai, which he mentioned yesterday, and so peer pressure was critical for him. Peer pressure meaning, you know, the sort of influence of the people around you, your coworkers, your friends, your family even, anyone who is a peer, anyone who is more or less an equal to you in some way. They create a sort of pressure on you to adjust your behavior to their way, and you, without perhaps meaning to, create a sort of pressure on them to do the same thing, because you are peers. And so that's what peer pressure means. And his friends encouraged him to sign up for the Shanghai Marathon, telling him that if he ran faster, he would have time to drink and eat barbecue afterwards. So,
yes.
Again, another kind of sort of external motivation for Mr. Chu here, why he keeps running, different from Mr. Gao.
Yes. So if you run faster, we'll go out and eat. And if you're too slow, then we have finished our nice barbecue.
Right.
So you won't make it to the barbecue.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good way. So, you know, if they're at first, they're not running fast enough, tell them you run faster, then we go out to eat. And then, but these days, Mr. Zhu is very much driven by internal factors. He says now that running is his daily routine. It's just like brushing his teeth. Well, let's continue on. And then in our second reading, we'll talk about some of the longer life lessons that they have learned from running.
Question. What life lessons have you learned from running? Zhu, in elementary and junior high school, I always placed last in sports. But through training and mentors, I can complete a marathon now. I am amazed by the human body, God's creation, which can grow and get stronger through training and rigorous exercise. Second, running marathons has given me more patience. In many areas of life, whether running, work, or family relationships, long-term effort and commitment are necessary to reach a goal. Gao, both in running and in life, persistence is more important than speed. Whether it is a sweltering day over 30 degrees Celsius or a typhoon day, I will run even when I feel like staying indoors. Persistence and consistency are keys to success in most things in life. Finding joy in hardship is a second lesson that I have learned from running. Through training, you become more accustomed to suffering. During an ultramarathon, especially after the 30-kilometer mark, pain becomes intense. Yet remembering past struggles and survival provides the strength to move forward. If you persist, you will cross the finish line. That's where you'll forget the suffering and feel great elation.
Peter, let's talk about Mr. Zhu first. What are some of the lessons he's learned from running?
Right. Well, I like this first one he mentions because this is similar to me. He is amazed by the human body because when he was in elementary and junior high school, he always placed last in sports. This was totally my experience as well in elementary and junior high school. I was not athletically gifted. I was not very physically impressive. And when we were choosing up teams during physical education class or gym class to play whatever sport, I was one of the few, you know, always chosen last. So I can totally relate to his experience here. But through training and mentors, he can complete a marathon now. And like I say, I never got up to the level of a marathon, but I did get to the point where I could run competitively cross-country races and then track and field And it is just, you know, I share with him this amazement in the human body and how it can grow and develop and how there aren't just like a fixed number of ways that the body can express itself and can participate and compete with other humans. When I found that I could run, that just sort of opened up, taught me more about life, taught me more about my life.
Yes. So basically, you're never too old to change your body.
Sure.
Like, you're never too old. Like, it could be at any age. I was just thinking to, you know, when you're talking, that both of them started in their 40s.
Right.
They started in their 40s. Well, Mr. Zhu a little bit earlier, probably in his 30s. But they both started in middle age. They didn't start when they were very young.
Yeah.
So it's never too late. You can always, your body can always grow and get stronger through training in rigorous exercise. So rigorous just means very serious or very severe exercise. So through exercise, through rigorous exercise and training, you can change how your body, you can change your body's composition, you can change the strength and endurance of your body. And then secondly, he says that running marathons has given him more patience. And I really like the statement he makes. He says that in many things in life, you know, like whether it's work or even your personal relationships, patience is very, very important. And because of running, he's become a more patient person. And this spills over not just for running. It spills over into his work. It spills over into how he interacts with his family and his friends. He has become a more patient person. So this is where one hobby or exercise actually helps you improve your character.
Mm-hmm.
And that is really huge benefit, I think.
Yeah, it reminds me of the benefit I got of, like I said earlier, being able to think more long term. That's basically another way to describe patience, you know, thinking long term and, you know, being able to delay gratification in the moment for a greater goal further on down the road.
Yes. And let's move on to Mr. Gao. What are some of the life lessons he's got from running?
Right. Well, for him, it's been about learning the importance of persistence and consistency, both in running and in life, as he says. Persistence is more important than speed, whether it's a sweltering day over 30 degrees Celsius, and that pretty much tells you what sweltering means, just a very hot, uncomfortably hot temperature or environment, a sweltering environment, or if it's a typhoon day, he will still run. He'll go out for a run, even when he feels like staying indoors, even when he'd, you know, rather not. And that is persistence and consistency. Steady, always doing the same thing, committing to it in that way, and long term, you reap the benefit of that. Even if in the short term, it can sometimes be difficult. Even if you means putting aside the desire to stay indoors or do something easier.
Peter, that reminds me of a childhood story we've all been taught: the tortoise and the hare. Or another way to say it is a turtle and the rabbit. The easy way to say it, but there is a bit of a difference between a turtle and a tortoise. What's the difference between a turtle and a tortoise?
A tortoise is a turtle that stays on land.
Okay.
A turtle is a turtle that goes in the water most of the time.
Okay.
It can go on land, but its natural habitat is usually the water, whether that's the ocean or just a pond. Whereas a tortoise is that same, you know, creature with a big hard shell, but doesn't live in a wet environment, lives on dry land. But they're both very slow, and compared to the rabbit, compared to the hare, H-A-R-E, we all know that story about slow and steady, like the tortoise, wins the race rather than the sprinting rabbit who gets too full of himself because of his great speed and takes a nap during the race and ends up losing to the tortoise.
Yes, that is a good lesson. And what a good parallel to long-distance running. Well, let's continue and... Mr. Gao also mentions a second life lesson, which is very precious. He says, finding joy in hardship is the second lesson he learned from running. So even like in the midst of the process, especially when he's running these ultra marathons, he actually uses the word suffering quite a bit in our interview. During the training, you get accustomed to You get accustomed to suffering. What is accustomed, being accustomed to something?
Right. To be accustomed to something means for it to be a custom to you. A custom, like a tradition, means something that you do, that you get used to, that you do regularly enough that you're familiar with it, you accept it as normal if you're accustomed to something. You know, and we get, you know, here on our island, we get accustomed to not having much snow in wintertime because the temperature doesn't get down that low, at least not in the city. Of course, there is snow sometimes up in the mountains, but we are accustomed to not having snow during the wintertime here in the city.
So you get used to. So basically here he's saying during training, you get used to suffering. And why do you get used to suffering is because running all those kilometers is hard on your body.
Yeah.
And he says during ultramarathon, especially after the 30-kilometer mark, the pain becomes intense. You can feel the pain. But in an ultramarathon, 30 kilometers, you're sometimes not even halfway through.
Yeah.
Because a lot of them, they go to 80 kilometers or more. So you're not even halfway through and you still have to continue. But how does he continue?
Yeah, well, it's interesting here. He continues by remembering past struggles and survival. So he apparently will, when he's feeling that pain in the midst of the 30-kilometer race or the longer race at the 30-kilometer mark, he will remember how he has struggled in the past, whether in a race or maybe in another area of his life, and how he was able to survive that struggle. And for him, that provides the strength to move forward in the race, to get past that 30-kilometer mark in the race by remembering, you know, I've done races like this before, I've felt this kind of pain before, and for him, that helps him get past the pain in the present moment.
Yes, and because he's thinking of the goal, he's thinking of the finish line. So it goes on to say, if you persist, you will cross the line, you will cross the finish line, you will get there if you don't give up, like the turtle or the
tortoise. Like the hare, yeah.
Yes, because tortoise is on land, right? Okay.
Right.
So it's not a swimming competition. In our parable, in our story, it is on land. So is it
right.
Tortoise? So the tortoise continues toward the finish line. And if you continue, you will cross that finish line and you will feel great elation. And if you feel elated about something, it just means you feel incredibly happy. You feel very, very, very happy. So these are some of the lessons that they have learned through running. These are really precious lessons, I think. And you might not need to be a runner, but if you have something that you persist in, perhaps you can also learn some of these habits as well.
Yeah, and I have to put a plug in for sports and for exercise because
yes,
those are simple, accessible ways that these kind of character traits can be grown, can
yes,
be developed. These aren't gifts that people have to have. Everybody can do some kind of sport or exercise, even if it's just walking.
Yes.
You know, walking long distances or walking at a brisk pace for 20 minutes. Like the guy says, just do it consistently. Persist in it and do it consistently. If you only exercise or play basketball now and then, you'll enjoy it, sure, and it's better than not doing it at all, but you won't get the same benefit from it. You won't get as much benefit from it as if you go for that 20-minute walk every day of the week or play basketball, you know, at least once a week or twice a week. The consistency is really what I find is the biggest benefit from regular physical exercise or sports activity.
Yes, and it's something that all of us can do.
Yeah.
Like no matter your athletic level, we all can do it, and you will see changes to your body.
Yeah.
You will become stronger, you will feel more energetic, and then you might develop all these character traits that will spill over into other areas of your life. So friends, we know that not every person will get into running after you read this article and listen to our program, because after spending time with these men, interviewing them, I think they're amazing, but I don't plan to get into running. You know, running is just not something that I feel enthused about. But I will definitely continue what I do, like for working out and, you know, do my other exercises and continue to make myself stronger.
Exactly. As long as you're using the body in some way. It was meant to be used. We have muscles for a reason, you know, not just to carry our bones around. They're meant to be used.
Yes. And in other articles in June, we'll talk more about bones and how to get our bones healthy.
That's right.
But this is important. And friends, we just hope that this article has been beneficial to you in some way. And if you're not exercising as much right now, we hope that this will propel you to exercise more, whatever exercise you choose. It might not be running. It could be swimming. It could be tennis. It could be badminton. It could be ping pong. It could be anything.
Pickleball.
It could be pickleball. But we hope that you continue exercising. But friends, if you're interested in running, we have a fun video for you. We have two QR codes with this article. The first one is my full interview with Mr. Gao and Mr. Zhu. So if you're interested in exploring more and listening to everything they had to say, you can click on that and watch the full interview. The second QR code is Mr. Gao teaches Gabe how to run. So if you're interested in some tips on how to run better, especially if you are a beginner or you're interested in exploring, perhaps you want to start running, that's a great video. It's a great video, a short video where he will show Gabe how to run. So they run in a park close to our office here, and you can see his tips on how to run better. So friends, we hope that you enjoyed today's program. And no matter what stage you are in, what age you are in, we hope that we can all get off our chairs and exercise more.
Yes.
Because exercise has tons of benefits.
There's just no downside. There really isn't.
There is
no
downside.
One of the few things in life.
And your body's incredible. If you use it, it will just get even better.
Yeah.
So friends, that brings us to the end of today's program. We hope you come back very soon for another edition of Advanced. I'm Rebecca.
I'm Peter.
Same. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.